Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is the mystery of iniquity. What is iniquity? Those that have no regard for law or morality. Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica, and in his second letter, he said, "The mystery of iniquity is present, and it exists until he that letteth," that is paraphrased in chapter 2, verse 6 through 8, "that he that letteth or restraineth is taken out of the way." And he says, "Then the man of sin, the lawless one, will be revealed." And I always thought, you know, iniquity is, you know, doing evil things. But the mystery is, why are all these things happening on the earth? God showed me this. It's because Satan is trying with all his might to manifest himself here on the earth, to be the ruler of this world. And he can't do it because the Holy Spirit is still here. He that restraineth is the Holy Spirit. And you can see that because here you find people just like me and you that are living a life of evil, basically. We're not caring about God, and we're running around doing immoral things, and we're just living the life that the devil wants us to live and manifesting his character. And all of a sudden, bam, out of nowhere, the light of God hits our heart, and we repent, and we focus on him, and we get born again, and we're shifted into the glorious children of God, and we're manifested there with Christ. And that's that restraining force. That's that force that restrains and changes everything. That's cool. That personality is evil, that lawless one. And he can't be revealed until the Holy Spirit is taken out of the world. But Jesus said he'd never leave us or forsake us, and he would be with us till even the end of the age. And so if the Holy Spirit goes, guess what? His church goes with him. And then this evil one, this lawless one, will have full reign to rule over the earth and the people of the earth that did not want to believe in God. And that tribulation period then, the great tribulation, is when God then judges those people, brings forth, comes down with the power of his might, and destroys them. And thus we start then all over again in a new heaven and a new earth, this time cleansed. But in that, there's salvation. In that, there's the restraining force. And I want to tell you that if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, which if you're a child of God, you are, that you are that restraining force, that the Holy Spirit is in you, restraining evil, keeping the devil from manifesting himself in you, and you shining your light as Jesus said, and people seeing the good works, and in the midst of that darkness, change their heart and repent and get saved. That's what it's all about, folks. That's what today is all about in your life and mine, is to live for God, to not be immoral but moral, to walk in righteousness, the righteousness of Christ, and live a life that's worthy, and let people see us and the glory of God in us, and to restrain evil by doing so. Because that's our mission while we're here on earth, before the Holy Spirit's taken out of the way. We have a job to do. We have a life to live. We have a hope in Christ that we can live in him and walk in him and move and have our being in him. So that's what I want you to do today. If you will, give your heart to Christ. Let him live through you. Shine your light, that people may see your good works and glorify Jesus. God bless you, and have a great day.